American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2406C. Hello. Are you ready to do the lab exercises? Okay. Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2406C. Look at Figure 1. At the top of Figure 1, you see five pictures, A, B, C, D, and E. At the bottom of the figure, there are seven numbers with the letters A, B, C, D, and E after each number. I am going to read you a sentence about one of the pictures. Listen. Number one. Because they didn't check what was in the bottles when they inflated the tire, one man lost his right hand. Okay. Which picture was sentence number one about? Did you say picture C? That's correct. Sentence number one was about the bottles of nitrogen in picture C. So in number one, at the bottom of the figure, you should circle the letter C. Circle it now. Do you understand what to do? Just listen carefully to the sentence and then circle the letter of the picture for that sentence. Let's go ahead and do the rest of them. Number two. If oil is spilled, clean it up immediately. Put away all items not needed for the job being done. What picture is this about? Circle A, B, C, D, or E. Number three. It's very dangerous to be around the flight line when you do not know the flight line hazards. Number four, he ought not to dispose of it in a trash can full of papers. Number five, this collision caused the scooter to overturn, but he suffered only minor injury because he was wearing his crash helmet. Number six, it's illegal to smoke near a no smoking sign. Number seven, be careful. There's two-way traffic ahead. All right, you should have finished. Let's check your work. In number one, you circled the letter C. After the number two, you should have circled A. The sentence was, if oil is spilled, clean it up immediately. Put away all items not needed for the job being done. This is about picture A. After the number three, you should have circled D. Listen, it's very dangerous to be around the flight line when you do not know the flight line hazards. This is about picture D. The answer to number four is B. The sentence was, he ought not to dispose of it in a trash can full of papers. This is about picture B. The correct answer to number five is E. I said, this collision caused the scooter to overturn, but he suffered only minor injury because he was wearing his crash helmet. This is about picture E. In number six, you should have circled B again. Listen, it's illegal to smoke near a no smoking sign. And number seven, the last one, the correct answer is E. Here's the sentence again. Be careful, there's two-way traffic ahead. This, of course, is about the man on the scooter in picture E. How many did you get right? At least six, I hope. Now count your correct answers and put the number in the blank at the end of figure one. Look at figure two now. Here are some words and phrases that we use to talk about safety and accident prevention. Listen as I say each one, and then repeat it after me. Ready? Listen and repeat. Precautions. Exercise precautions. Housekeeping. Good housekeeping. flammables. Never store flammables. Allied. Closely allied with. Saturated. Saturated with fuel. Dispose. Dispose of old parts. Prevent. Prevent accidents. Okay. Now we are going to use these same words in the next exercise. Look at figure 3. Here you see a paragraph with some words missing. I am going to read this paragraph 2 times. The first time I read it, just listen very carefully. When I read it the second time, you write in the missing words. Okay, listen. When you are working on any job, you should always try to prevent accidents. Before you start, you should exercise all the precautions necessary. Clean up the work area first. Dispose of old parts at once. Place waste and trash in suitable containers. Closely allied with good housekeeping is fire prevention. Don't smoke in no smoking areas. If your clothes become saturated with fuel or oil, take them off as soon as possible. Never store flammables in open containers. All of these are rules you should follow on any job. Now listen again and write in the missing words. When you are working on any job, you should always try to prevent accidents. Before you start, you should exercise all the precautions necessary. Clean up the work area first. Dispose of old parts at once. Place waste and trash in suitable containers. Closely allied with good housekeeping is fire prevention. Don't smoke in no smoking areas. If your clothes become saturated with fuel or oil, take them off as soon as possible. Never store flammables in open containers. All of these are rules you should follow on any job. Now let's check to see how you did. If you made a mistake, put a circle around the word. If you didn't write a word, write it in the correct blank space and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin. Number 1. Prevent. P-R-E-V-E-N-T. Number 2. Precautions. P-R-E-C-A-U-T-I-O-N-S. Number 3. Dispose. D-I-S-P-O-S-E. Number 4. Allied. A-L-L-I-E-D. Number 5. Housekeeping. H-O-U-S-E-K-E-E-P-I-N-G. Number 6. Saturated. S-A-T-U-R-A-T-E-D. Number 7. Flammables. F-L-A-M-M-A-B-L-E-S. I hope you remembered to circle any word that was wrong. Now count up the number correct and write it down at the bottom of figure 3. Look next at figure 4. Let's practice some accident prevention. At the top of figure 4, you see a safety chart. The chart tells about X, safe conditions to prevent accidents, and about 5 kinds of hazardous conditions. The hazardous or dangerous conditions will A, cause fires, B, cause falls, C, cause bad cuts, D, cause collisions, and E, cause explosions. Below the chart, you see 8 numbers with a blank space after each number. I will read you a sentence which tells about one kind of condition. You listen carefully, decide what kind of condition I'm talking about, and then write the letter A, B, C, D, E, or X in the blank space after the number of the sentence. Let's try number 1 together. Listen. Number 1. The 3 men decided to use the nitrogen bottles for inflating the tire. What kind of condition does number 1 talk about? Is it safe or hazardous? It's hazardous. And what will it cause? Did you say explosions? That's the right answer. So you should write the letter E in the blank space after number 1. Write the letter E now. Did you finish? Then let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Remember, you listen first, then decide which kind of condition, and finally, write the letter of the condition you have chosen. Here we go. Number 2. She put a fire extinguisher on the wall in every building. Number 3. The man on the scooter was following the automobile too closely. Number 4. He allowed the oily rags to accumulate in open piles. Number 5. When she saw the no smoking sign, she immediately extinguished her cigarette in the proper place. Number 6. His arm came very near to the turning propeller of the airplane. Number 7. She just let the spilled milk stay on the floor. She didn't clean it up. Number 8. They all stayed far away from the intake and exhaust areas of the engines on the jet aircraft. Did you know all of the answers? Let's check. Mark the ones you got wrong. Number 1 we already did. The answer was E, cause explosions. The correct answer for number 2 is X, safe conditions. The sentence was, she put a fire extinguisher on the wall in every building. That's being very safe. For number 3, the answer is D, cause collisions. The sentence was, the man on the scooter was following the automobile too closely. If you follow too closely, you may hit the car. You may have a collision. In number 4, you should have written the letter A, cause fires. I said, he allowed the oily rags to accumulate in open piles. Of course, these oily rags can cause fires. The correct answer for number 5 is the letter X, safe conditions. I said, when she saw the no smoking sign, she immediately extinguished her cigarette in the proper place. She was being very safe. For number 6, the correct answer is C, cause bad cuts. The sentence was, his arm came very near to the turning propeller of the airplane. If he gets any closer, his arm may be cut off. In number 7, the answer is B, cause falls. The sentence was, She just let the spilled milk stay on the floor. She didn't clean it up. If someone steps on the milk, he may fall down. And the correct answer for number 8, the last one, is X, safe conditions. I said they all stayed far away from the intake and exhaust areas of the engines on the jet aircraft. Again, they are being very safe. How'd you do on this exercise? Did you write all the correct letters in the blank spaces? I hope so. Write down the number correct. Look at figure 5. Let's talk some more about safety and about preventing accidents. In this exercise, we will match some ideas that mean the same thing. On your paper, you see 7 sets of 3 sentences each. I will read a sentence, and you select the sentence, A, B, or C, that means the same. Ready? Number 1. Don't allow oily rags to accumulate in open piles. Which letter did you circle? The correct one is B. Don't let them collect in piles. To accumulate means to collect. Now let's continue in the same way with the rest of the sentences. Number 2. Her clothes were saturated with oil. Number 3. They were assigned to dismount the tires. Number 4. You should dispose of it at once. Number 5. Never disregard the rules of safety. Number 6. One has to be cautious around the flight line. Number 7. The helmet prevented a fatal injury. Have you finished? Let's check. Remember to put an X next to any wrong answer. Number 1, we said, was B. Number 2 is A. They were soaked with oil. The sentence I read was, her clothes were saturated with oil. Number 3 is also A. They had to take them off. The sentence I read was, they were assigned to dismount the tires. To dismount means to take off. Number 4 is C. Throw it away immediately. I said, you should dispose of it at once. When you dispose of something, you throw it away. Number 5 is B. Always obey them. I said, never disregard the rules of safety. Number 6 is C. You should be careful near airplanes. I said, one has to be cautious around the flight line. To be cautious means to be careful. And number 7 is A. The injury was serious, but he didn't die. I said, the helmet prevented a fatal injury. The injury was not fatal, so the man didn't die. How many did you get correct? Write the number correct at the bottom of figure 5. Now let's do the last exercise. Look at figure 6. In figure 6, you see 5 sentences, A, B, C, D, and E, at the bottom of the figure. Please listen and repeat each sentence after me. A. It's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. B. A chain is no stronger than its weakest link. C. If you would know the value of money, go and try to borrow some. D. Money is a good servant, but a bad master. E. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay, now look again at figure 6. Do you see the 5 numbers at the top of the figure with a blank space after each one? Well, this is what you're going to do. You will hear a sentence on the tape. Then you will have 20 seconds to decide which sentence at the bottom of the figure means the same as the sentence you heard. Let's try number 1 together. Listen. Number 1. It's hard to borrow money. Okay? Which sentence at the bottom of figure 6 means the same as the sentence you heard? Did you say sentence C? Well, that's the correct answer. After number 1 in figure 6, you should have written the letter C. Do it now. Do you understand what to do now? After you decide which sentence is correct, you should write the letter of that sentence in the blank space after the number of the sentence you hear. Let's go ahead and do the rest of the sentences. Here's the next one. Number 2. Stop accidents before they happen. Number 3. The group is only as good as the worst one in it. Number 4. Don't let money tell you what to do. Number 5. It's the same as going from bad to worst. That wasn't too bad, was it? Now let's see how you did. Put an X next to any wrong answer. We already did number 1. For number 2, the correct answer is E. Here is the sentence from the tape again. Stop accidents before they happen. For number 3, the correct answer is B. The sentence you heard was, the group is only as good as the worst one in it. For number 4, you should have written the letter D. I said, don't let money tell you what to do. And for number 5, the last one, the answer is A. Again, the sentence was, it's the same as going from bad to worse. You're finally finished. Count up the number correct and write it down at the end of figure 6. Now turn to the evaluation exercise for this tape and read the directions carefully. Then take your pen or pencil and complete the evaluation. Your instructor will check your paper when you have finished. Okay, goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2406C.